Hey everyone, Tony Bennett here. Thanks for tuning in. Today I want to talk to you guys about a real problem that seems to be associated with the early days of starting up an online business. When you're in that process of getting up and going and trying to get things moving, and you come across all these different challenges that are thrown at you, particularly when you haven't done it before. You know, if you think about everyday life and all of the challenges that we're faced with, as an example, when you build a house, like you don't go in to build a house if you're a person who's not a builder and expect to be able to build that house on your own. If you become like an owner builder, then, you know, you source things out to lots of different tradesmen who are qualified in the areas of building to come together to be able to build your home. If you're a normal person who doesn't want to become an owner builder and doesn't have that skill base or the time, etc., to be able to even do that, you know, you go to a building contractor, you go to a building company, and they have the skills and the knowledge to be able to do all of those things. They're able to help you get your plans through, or even the permit to be able to build. And then they go through the whole process of bringing everybody together, you know, the electricians, the concreters that build the slab and the foundation, you know, the actual builders, the people that do the framing, the roofing companies, the pool builders, the landscapers, and they, you know, they formalize all the processes so you're able to move into the home. So it's a process that brings so many different types of people together to be working on the one goal, and that is to build your home and finalize your home. Now, the reason that I'm giving that as an example is, you know, we tend to go online and think that we've got to do it all ourselves. And that's a huge, huge problem. And I heard it put really, really well from Russell Brunson from ClickFunnels, but he mentioned that he'd heard it from Dan Kennedy, one of the early online marketing gurus out there. And it's, you know, you've got to be able to find the who's that can do the hows. You've got to find the who's that can do the hows. And I was like, wow, that was a light bulb, an aha moment when I heard that, because he goes on to say that one of the biggest problems that we have when we're, you know, the online entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs in anything really, but particularly online entrepreneurs, is that we get these amazing ideas, and they're fantastic. The ideas that you come up with, and you get really excited about that idea, and then you start to try and put it all together. And this is where it all happens online. You think that you've got to build the website, or, you know, you get involved in funnels and you think you've got to build the whole funnel, every little bit of it. You've got to do the copywriting. And that's a massive skill on its own, to be able to write good copy and really good, amazing copy that sells. Because if you haven't got good copy, nothing will sell. The design of the actual funnel page or the web page, the video sales letters, the videos that are there, you think that you've got to be able to do it, but I don't know how to do videos, and you get scared and you get nervous, and how do I input it into that page? And the list goes on and on. How do I integrate the merchant accounts, and so that, you know, the payment systems are working? What about if I've got a product and I want to get an affiliate system going, which is, you know, other people that can sell your product for you at a commission? How do I get my emails going without having to spend, you know, hours every day sending out emails? All these things can just totally bamboozle you when you first get introduced to the online marketing arena. It just becomes so overwhelming. And look, I've been there, and I feel what any of you guys feel, that if you've been in that same position, because it was totally overwhelming, and because of that stops you. It stopped me. so many great ideas that were just put on the shelf because of this fear of not knowing and not having the ability to be able to do it all myself. And, you know, an idea doesn't come to you out of the universe if you can't do it. It just doesn't. It's energy, and it comes to you for a reason, and you're obliged to yourself to follow through with that. And unfortunately, because of this confusion and the overwhelm, we don't. And we put it on the shelf, and we don't follow through with something that could have just been a life-changing thing, not just for yourself, but for the people out there that you were going to do the product for, or create the product for, or help them with something. You know, you're letting them down as well. So that's something that I want you guys to understand, that if you're listening to this and if you've been in that position and it's just all too overwhelming, how to do it all. You know, another part of all of that too is the product itself. This is where I've become overwhelmed before, is that what product? What's the product? I feel like I've got something to give, but I don't have a product to sell, or I don't have there's something missing in that product. You're missing an idea on what is going to allow you to put a whole package together, or you don't have bonuses that you would like to be able to put with your products. And then on top of that, the actual development of what the product will look like. If you've got ebooks, or you've got you've got a package of some sort, who's going to design this? Who's going to build it? And again, all of these things is just overwhelm, and it just makes it so much harder for you to be able to get your vision up and to get your goal out to the world. So what I wanted to tell you guys is that I've been there, I understand, and there is solutions for it, okay? You've just got to find the people out there that can help you do that. Now, I don't know what area you guys are in, but for me, and what I'm helping people with, is to be able to become online entrepreneurs selling many, many different things and getting the guidance, the encouragement, the motivation, as well as the personal development to help guide you through being able to do this. And the way that I do it, as I've spoken about many times before, is through ClickFunnels. You know, being able to learn that skill of funnel building, funnel creation, and to be able to apply that through that system that I've got in place. And you guys will be able to do that as well. But really, really, really important for you guys to understand is that you've got to be able to find the who's to do the hows. As an example, if you've got a funnel and you're not good at writing copy, there's great copy tools out there that you can actually, like Funnel Scripts, which is part of the ClickFunnels arsenal, that you can sign up to and get. And God, for the cost of what it cost you for a year with that, it's, God, you get it back in your first dose of sales copy. It's just absolutely phenomenal. Video sales letters, just how to do them, and how to do them actually very, very easily without the hassle and without the fear and without you being overwhelmed by it all. There's ways to be able to do that, and you can find people to do it for you. You know, go to Fiverr. Go to the Funnel Rolodex. Upworks. There's a handful of different places that you can go to and search. Put in there that you want a 5-minute video sales letter put together for whatever it is, and put it out there. Yeah, I think even on Upworks you can go in and make it a competition, and people will actually bid for it. So it doesn't cost you that much money. But obviously, if you're putting in the time and the effort to do this stuff, you know, it's not going to cost you nothing. You've got to spend some money to get something up and going. But it's not like going out there and having to start a whole business, you know, where you have to put everything on the line. Like when you're starting funnels, it's going to cost you a little bit of money, but not much. And this is the beauty of it. This is the beauty of becoming a funnel hacker and becoming somebody, a funnel creator, someone who can build funnels, utilize their skills because they now know what to do, to be able to get a group of people together that specialize in each individual part of that funnel, and you can get them to work with you as a team. If you haven't got the money or whatever, offer them a percentage of the sales. Work with them. Be resourceful. Okay, if you haven't got the resource yourself, be resourceful. And that'll be another podcast that I'll talk to you guys about soon. But be resourceful. You know, talk to them, negotiate with them, see how you can come together as a team to be able to get this product out there. But the stuff that you're good at, get in there and do it, and do it well. Get others involved with you. But just remember, you know, you don't have to do it all. I know people who do not even go anywhere near ClickFunnels, the software itself. They're the main face of the product. They do the, you know, that they love to be on video. They get their iPhone out, and it doesn't have to be flash stuff at all. It's, you know, that's what sells more, is what is genuine and what is real. But, you know, they do their videos. You know, the people in the sales say, we need this video done tomorrow at 5 o'clock. They get on there, done, boom, it's there to them the day before. Do the video, send it off to them. Next thing, they've got the sales copy people working, or they've got it through funnel scripts. Boom, they whack it all together, they put the video in, and the sale, and the funnel's up and running. And that's what you've got to understand. It actually is as easy as that when you follow that plan and you get those people, you get the who's to do the hows. Okay? So that was something that when I heard that really changed my world, and I hope it does for you guys as well. Just remember, you do not have to do it all. Like I said, there's people out there that don't even go near ClickFunnels, okay? But you can get people working for you in ClickFunnels and helping you produce amazing products and amazing copy and amazing videos to fulfill what you want to do. Don't think you've got to do it all. Most of it's already done for you in ClickFunnels. Okay, guys, I've got to run in here, pick up my son. He's just finishing jiu-jitsu, and then he's off to soccer training, which is, man, full on what kids do these days. But he absolutely loves both of them, so super stoked when that's the case. If he didn't like to do them, well, I certainly wouldn't be pushing him to do it, but he's really good at both, so, and loves it all. Anyway, hope you have a great evening, and I'll talk to you again real soon.